Okay, this is part two of what we said part one last week on Malav Malka, but I figured we'll carry over to this week as well. The Indian of eating Malav Malka, just a quick review, that after you have three meals on Shabbos, there's a halacha that's brought down in the Gemara on Shabbos, that a person should have a fourth meal after Shabbos to escort the Shabbos queen. And we discussed who's responsible and when's the best time to have it, and all those different details. Let's discuss today, that'll be the main part, will be what should you have for Malav Malka? Do we care what you have? Can you have a second candy? Can you have a bowl of fruit? Do you need pizza? Whatever it is, we'll discuss those things. And are there other times where you have Malav Malka as well? So this leads us to an opinion of the Chazon Ish, Rav Avraham Yishai Karelitz, is quoted in a number of Sfarim, not in his own writings, but it's brought down in the Orchos Rabbeinu and the Mais Ish in Chelek Aleph, and a sefer called the Das Chazon Ish, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it in the back of the Talmud Zakra. He says that one should have Malav Malka after Yantif. This was the minig of the Chazon Ish, seemingly only the minig of the Chazon Ish, because nobody else brings this idea. And this was followed by the Stipler, who is obviously of the base medrash of the Chazon Ish, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well. And it was also the minig of the Brisker Rav, as brought down in the Pnei Maran Hagriz by his Talmud Rav Schlesinger, also saying that the Brisker Rav had Malav Malka after Yantif. Very interesting shita. So why is this the case? So the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying this is found in the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden. But nobody seems to be able to find it in the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, so we're not entirely sure what he's talking about. But there is a hint to this in the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz writes, "Ukshu mavdil b'motzei Shabbos notzei yantif al shulchado mechases apas k'mo she'usim b'Shabbos." When the Tashbetz is quoting his Rebbe, the Maharami Rottenberg, when he would make Havdalah and after Shabbos yantif, he would have bread on the table. Seemingly, he didn't have bread on the table for show. He had bread on the table because he wanted to eat it after Yantif. So this seems to be source number one. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Sefer Moedei Agrach. As a policy, I do not like quoting Sfarim that quote Rav Chaim Kanievsky because they are notoriously unreliable and there are contradictions throughout all of them. But nevertheless, they quote him saying that the Chazon Ish understood there's no difference between Shabbos and Yantif, except for Meleches Ochal Nefesh, right? We know that a person should, on Yantif, you're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to do Melacha in the involvement of cooking. You can't do any other prohibited acts on Yantif. It has to only be allowed for the involvement of cooking. And therefore, he says, since there's no difference between Shabbos and there's no difference between any other festival, therefore it must be that it's the same as well when it comes to Malav Malka. Everything is the same up and down the board. Interesting reason as well.
Havdalah is not the same, so why should you assume that?
I'm just quoting what the Sfarim said. Then there's, I think, which is the most interesting reason, that brought by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is quoted as saying as follows. The Rambam tells us that when it comes to honoring Shabbos, you honor Shabbos as it enters and as it leaves, right? That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam also writes in the laws of Shvisas, the laws of Yantif, that Shabbos and Yantif have the same halachos of kavod. Just like there's a mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah of kavod Yantif, of honoring Yantif. So therefore, the Brisker Rav puts A and B together. If there's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos as it enters and as it leaves in the same way, so that means you honor Shabbos as it enters by doing all the preparations, and you honor Shabbos as it leaves by, you know, having Malav Malka. That's also a form of honoring Shabbos, as Shabbos is over. And Shabbos and Yantif are the same, therefore, says the Brisker Rav, A plus B equals, that after Yantif, you should have Malav Malka. That seems to be clear in the Rambam as well. The problem with all this is that it's called Malav Malka. There's a Shabbos Malka, there's a Shabbos queen. There's no Yantif queen. The whole concept of what's going on doesn't seem to fit the idea of how we describe it. The Minhag Olam, the custom of most people, most person, is that there's no Malav Malka after Yantif, on most Yantif, as this is a concept connected to Shabbos only and Shabbos alone. And this is the understanding of the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa and other Sfarim as well. It's quoted in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, which is one of the contemporary Sfarim. He says that Rav Yashiv didn't believe the Chazon Ish ever said this, that you have to have Malav Malka and Yantif. It's the most ridiculous idea in the world. The Chazon Ish would have never said such a thing, and Rav Yashiv didn't believe that the Chazon Ish had such a minhag, because who eats Malav Malka after Yantif? So he didn't accept the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said such a thing. What about other times during the year? So the Rivos Ephraim, Rabbi Glimbat, writes in the Chelek Gimel, he discusses the possibility of there being mitzvahs malav malka after Shabbos, that's also Yontif. Right? Let's say you have Shabbos and Yontif together. On Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos that goes into Yontif. Motzei Shabbos, some years, right after Shabbos, you have Yontif. So he says that also has an aspect of the Neshami Yaseir, the extra soul of Shabbos leaving, and therefore you should have a Malav HaMalak as well. The Divrei Yitzchak, which is written by...
Right, you have a Chiyuv of Kiddush and a meal, so how do you know Malak? You already have a meal.
Good. We'll get to that. So the Divrei Yitzchak, which is a sefer that quotes things from the great Kabbalist Rav Yitzchak Kaduri. So they quote that Rav Yitzchak Kaduri felt that if you have in mind that the Suda of Yontif is from Malav HaMalka, then that's what you would do. You just have in mind while you're eating the Suda of Yontif that night after Shabbos that this is also for Malav HaMalka. Reb Chaim Palashi writes in his Haggadah that it's sufficient to eat a little extra food. Meaning if you were going to have a chicken and a kugel, have chicken kugel and a vegetable, whatever, something like that. Not that kugel's not a vegetable, but something else. Okay. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his Shuvas Torah Lishma in Siman Kuf Mem Tes that Al-Pi Kabbalah, according to Kabbalah, that there's no inyan of Malav HaMalka on Motzei Yom Kippur that falls on Motzei Shabbos. Right? Shabbos and Yom Kippur fall on the same day. So is there, the Ben Ish Chai says that according to the rules of Kabbalah, there's no aspect of Malav HaMalka on such a Shabbos. I don't know. So he says, according to Kabbalah.
It's certainly a Suda.
There's definitely, you're going to eat. You're definitely going to eat. But there's no, what you're eating is not Malav HaMalka, he says. What you're eating is breaking the fast. What you're eating is not the special meal of Malav HaMalka. Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Torah Samoadim, and Rissin Karelts as well, in the Medesivas Halacha, that there is Malav HaMalka by Motzei Yom Kippur on Shabbos. And I saw in the Shuvas the letters of Rav Yehuda Chesner. Rav Yehuda Chesner is the Rav of Ofakim in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that as well, that perhaps there is Malav HaMalka after Yom Kippur that's on Shabbos, and perhaps it will work to have Kavana that it's Malav HaMalka. While you're eating your bagels and cream cheese after the fast, just have in mind that this is from Malav HaMalka, and then you're fine. Okay. Another piece of Kabbalah, since we're discussing Kabbalistic ideas. So that is the opinion of Rav Chaim Vital, the Pri Eitz Chaim, which is Rav Chaim Vital's thoughts. So he writes, the Talmud of the Arizal, he says that the Neshami Yaseira stays with the person until he eats Malav HaMalka. So he says if that's the case, a person shouldn't do Malacha, or even learn Torah until you eat Malav HaMalka. Very interesting concept. You shouldn't learn Torah or do Malacha until you eat Malav HaMalka on Moshe Shabbos. And this is cited by a number of poskim, the Mokor Chaim, the Chavos Yair, the Chesel La'alafin, the Yisod V'Shar Shavoda, the Mafsik Bracha, the Chidah, the Shari Tshuva, the Ben Ish Chai, the Mishnah Brura, the Ktsosa Shulchan as well, and the Shemir Shabbos Kilchas, and the Alka Yosef all cite this idea that you should not do Malacha. Now, Malacha here means, the Achronim understanding of Chaim Vital is saying that Malacha means something that will distract and take away your attention from eating Malav HaMalka. Like sometimes you're not allowed to eat a meal before you do a mitzvah, right? So this is kind of like that idea as well. Make sure you eat Malav HaMalka after Shabbos. Don't get involved in any serious work, because we want to make sure you have this meal after the Shabbos is over. The Leket Yosher quotes his Rebbe, the Chumash Hadeshen, was careful to not write Divrei Torah on Motzei Shabbos. Based on this, these Kabbalistic ideas, the Mincha Shabbos says the minhag is that we are not careful about this when it comes to Torah, and obviously a person should learn Torah after Shabbos as well. Let's get to what we're supposed to eat for Malav HaMalka. This is the most important question. What do I need to eat in order to fill Malav HaMalka? We're going to go from the most strict to the most lenient. We'll go in that order. On the most strict is that you need to have Lechem Mishnah, two loaves of bread like you have for the rest of the meals of Shabbos. The Tashbeit that we quoted before says there's no need for Lechem Mishnah at Malav HaMalka. And this is the understanding of most poskim. Most poskim will tell you you don't need to have two loaves of bread from Malav HaMalka. However, according to Kabbalah, there is not a concept to have two loaves of bread. But it's interesting. The Shla writes in his commentary on Shabbos, he quotes from the Ramam Ipana. The Ramam Ipana writes in the Kanfa Yonah that, this is cited by the Poskim as well, that you are supposed to have two loaves of bread, but only hold one loaf of bread when you make that mosi from Malav HaMalka. So you show two loaves of bread, but you only use one, and you only hold one when you make hamotzi, all according to Kabbalistic ideas. And this is cited as well by the Eliyahu Rabbi and the Ben Ish Chai and in his drushes as well, the Kaf HaChaim, the Tzitzel Yezu, the Alka Yosef, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. He's quoted as well in the Shef HaChaim and Parshas Lech Lecha, would use Lecha Mishnah at Malav HaMalka. So there were people who were in tune with Kabbalah and Kabbalistic practices would have Malav HaMalka with the two. There's an interesting shita. The Sefer Otzer Yad Chaim quotes that he heard that the Rav Sar Shalom of Belz, the Belzer Rebbe, would always have Lecha Mishnah at any Sudas Mitzvah. That was his personal practice. He was at a Bris Milah, a Bar Mitzvah, whatever it is, he would always have two loaves of bread, no matter what. That was his own practice, according to Kabbalah. Now, the question you should be asking me is that, well, how come it's not Baal Tosef? How come, if the Torah tells me that I need to have Lecha Mishnah, let's say by three meals, let's assume by Shal Shus for a moment, you have to have two loaves of bread, so how come this isn't violating the commandment to not add on to the Torah?
Baal Tosef, you mean you have to say it's still Shabbos. You want it for a different purpose, for Kavod, you aren't doing it. You aren't doing a Torah Shem Tov, you're just having two loaves of bread. You're not saying, you aren't, especially that's why they aren't cutting it the same way the way you described it.
Ah, good. So the Sefer Lukutei Chaver Ben Chaim writes in Chelek Beis, and he quotes the Tshuvas Shem Mishimon and Simon Yedalad, because the whole concept, the reason why you only hold one loaf of bread, according to the Kabbalists, is to show that it's not real Lecha Mishnah. They're taking two loaves of bread, but they're doing it in a different way, so it doesn't look like you're adding on to the Torah. Fine. So again, most Tosfos say you don't need Lecha Mishnah, so we'll move that to the side. But you definitely should have bread. That's the best opinion according to the Tosfos. The Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary here that you must have bread by Malav HaMalka. This is the understanding that just like we have on Shabbos we have bread, so too in Shabbos leaves we have bread. And it's quoted in the Tosefos Maaseh Rav, the stories about the Vilna Gaon from the Talmidim, that Reb Chaim of Volozhin, his famed student, once came to visit him on Motzei Shabbos. And the Vilna Gaon asked Reb Chaim of Volozhin, did you have Malav HaMalka yet? So Reb Chaim of Volozhin said, I'm not feeling good, I have a tummy ache or something. I had honey cake instead. That's what I had. So the Vilna Gaon smiled at him and said, it's very cute. Go to the kitchen and go wash and have Malav HaMalka with bread. So his Rebbe was not going to have this. He says, you have to have bread for Malav HaMalka. And he said, go have some bread in the kitchen. And he waited for him. And that's what they did. And the Gra had his own custom. The Vilna Gaon was very into Malav HaMalka. He had his own custom to have garlic and radishes. He had his own special meal that he had. But this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. And Rav Shermbach writes in the Tshuvas Vanagos and Chelek Beis that he heard in the name of the Chazon Ish that whoever doesn't have a kezias of bread by Malav HaMalka will regret this in Olam Haba, will regret this in the world to come. They didn't have bread. I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty serious. And the Mishmer Shalom, the Menucha Ava, and Shuvas Nagas all point out that according to the opinion, that it should be a kibetza of bread. It should be, you know, a full slice of bread by Malav HaMalka. However, the Chida writes in the Machzik Bracha that having bread is lechatchila. It's good if you can get bread from Malav HaMalka. It's good if you can manage to get it, if you can deal with having, you know, something heavy like bread. But if you don't eat bread, it's okay. So they disagree that you have to have bread. It'd be nice if you have bread. That would be good, but not something you have to have. The Chayyadim writes, Ashrei lemi shemekayim suda revias bepas mishef shalom. It's good. Praiseworthy is the person who can have bread for Malav HaMalka. Yekayim besuda Malav HaMalka bepas. That's a proper thing to do. The Kisser Shulchan Aruch says as well, mishef shalom. If you can get bread, that would be fine. And this is side lahalacha by the Mishabur, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chavadas, the Biomer, and the Shmir Shabbos, that it's good. So if we're going to walk away with anything from this point, it's that bread is the best thing to have. So like I said, if anybody read the title of the shiur in the email, the question was, is it better to have steak or pizza? So technically, well, as of right now, it's better to have pizza. But we'll call that into question
two
in a moment.
So
two slices. So that's a different shiur. How many slices? So the Butchach Rav, the Eishal Rav, says there's no indication anywhere in Shas or Poskim you have to have bread. They made this whole thing up. The Gemara doesn't say anything about bread. The whole thing is ridiculous. And the only thing you need is a tablecloth. Because, we'll get to that later, because the Gemara said you have to be Yisadir Shulchan, you have to set the table. So the most important thing about the Malav HaMalka, says the Butchach Rav, is the show, the pomp and the circumstance. It's not the eating, it's the presentation that you are showing that you are escorting the queen. If you want to have a nice tablecloth and your best china and your best crystal, but you're going to have grapes, so It could be that's fine as well. It's all about the presentation, says the Butrasha Rav. The Mate Ephraim writes, by the laws of having passed by having bread during Aseres Mei Tshuva, we're supposed to be careful to have, you know, pass Israel during Aseres Mei Tshuva. So he says that by Aseres Mei Tshuva, everyone should be careful to have bread by Malav Malka. If you're not careful to have bread during the course of the year, but Aseres Mei Tshuva during those 10 days, you should be careful to have at that point. A level number 3, the Shari Tshuva says if you cannot have bread, you should eat mizonos. So, a couple of rugelach, cake, cookies, something like that. And this is cited by the Chayadim, because of Shulchan Aruch, and the Shabur, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shmir Shabbos as well. The Shari Tshuva and the Masnik Bracha say that it should be Pas HaBavakistan, bread that could potentially turn into a Suda, that if you had enough of it, you'd have to wash on. So that would exclude something like noodles. Right? If you want to have spaghetti for Malav HaMalka, that might not be okay, because you could have 800 pounds of spaghetti and never have to wash, because it's not Pas HaBavakistan, and therefore it would have to be something that potentially you could make a Suda on. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach has quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo that if you want to eat bread later from Malav HaMalka, but now you want some mizonos, later I'm going to have pizza, but right now I really want a cookie. So he said, have in mind now that this cookie is not from Malav HaMalka, and that your real Malav HaMalka is going to be later on. What we learned from the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach is two things. Is that you can't have Malav HaMalka twice. That's one indication. And also, that it's better to have bread later than to have mizonos earlier. Last week we spoke about having Malav HaMalka as soon as possible. So better to have the right thing later than to have a lesser good thing now. That's what we see from Pesach.
That's the merubah lot faster.
What?
That's the merubah lot faster.
What's merubah?
No, you're going to try to get more, but you might...
More?
Push these things off.
No, we're not talking... It's pizza. Everybody can get pizza.
Reason
back to him, no? So he wants to say. Apparently he wants to say, in this case, he thinks that the hizr of the mitzvah is overriding the Zrizim Akzimin. That's apparently wants to say. The next level is you don't have mizonos, you're on some sort of a crazy diet, and you can't handle any mizonos, so the Magen Avraham says you can have fruit if you want to have from Malav HaMalka, and this is cited by the other poskim as well, and the Shmir Shabbos prefers that the fruit be cooked and not raw, because cooked fruit is a little bit more chashuv, it's a little bit more serious than to have an apple. Something prepared, I guess the only cooked fruit I know is compote. I don't know what else people cook with fruit. But, so...
Applesauce, I guess.
It depends on the applesauce. You're going to make a shakal on it. Another shear as well.
Baked apple.
What? Okay. Baked apple. Fine. So, you could be creative. Yaakov Emden and his sitter in the Shmir Shabbos say that at the very least, you can be yotze with tea or coffee. The Ketzah HaMatzah, the Matzah Ephraim says, Ve'in bazeh mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah to do that. It's not a mitzvah to have tea or coffee.
Would it be a chilek if it was now or when they didn't normally drink tea or coffee?
Like nowadays.
Like we were allowed to drink it before chakras for the reason there. That it's
wrong. Well, that make it even worse now.
Right.
Because now it's even,
now versus
because we think of tea and coffee even less than they did in the past. In the past, they thought tea and coffee was, you know, this very special thing you couldn't even have before davening. Nowadays, we allow people to have tea and coffee. So, not sure. But anyway, we shouldn't rely on tea and coffee. That's clear from the Ketzah HaMatzah. Tea and coffee is for very, very extreme circumstances. Okay, what about else we have to eat when it comes to Malav HaMalka? So the Matzik Bracha, the Chidah, cites in the Shari Tshuva, says that you shouldn't use leftovers from Malav HaMalka, you should have a new food. And that's important. The point is to make something chashuv, something that is important, and to use leftover chicken from the meal is not a Malav HaMalka. And this is cited by the Ben Ish Chai, again in Parshas Vayetze, the Shmir Shabbos, and it's also the opinion of the Maharsha. Maharsha's commentary, Nakamar and Shabbos, says not to use leftovers as well. The Chidah writes, as Nacha Kadumim, that this is hinted to in the statement, Tein Chal L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shnone. In Kohelet it says you should give 7 and then give 8. So the Chidah has a whole explanation that the 7 days of the week and the 8th meal is like Malav HaMalka. You should prepare something special for Malav HaMalka. It shouldn't be just leftovers because you didn't finish the potato kugel. It should be something that you put nice on the table. The Eliyahu Rabbah says you should use foods that you enjoy, even if they're more expensive. Even if it's a little bit above the budget, to use nicer foods. And this is Sayyid Lahalacha by the Be'er Heitav and the Kaf HaChaim. This moves on to the next question, which is what is better for Malav HaMalka, milchigs or fleishigs? This is an important question. The Magen Avraham says, "Denachon levashal basar b'Motzei Shabbos." It's good to have meat on Motzei Shabbos. That's considered in halacha in every single area. Having meat is considered a more significant meal in almost every single case. This is cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Prima Gadim.
He says Levashel.
What?
He says Levashel.
He says Levashel.
So you should have it fresh.
Have it fresh. There you go. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is the case of where they prepared a cow special for Motzei Shabbos. That's the case, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan all say meat is the best thing for Malach HaMalka. However, comes our great Mekel, the Eish Avram, the Buchacha Rav, again, who's known for his great leniencies, and he says there's no indication from the Gemara that you should use the meat. And he says, but they used a cow. He says, that's simply what the Amora liked. He liked meat, so he used a cow. If you liked Penny Alavaka, you'd have that instead. They just didn't have it around. So there's no indication from the Gemara that you have to use meat. And if a person likes milchigs, and that's what you're into, then by all means, order yourself a pizza. Perfectly fine, no reason to have meat, which again calls into the title of the shiur, steak or pizza. So in this case, if you have the bread part, but it's milchigs, so those who allow milchigs will be perfectly fine with pizza.
The bracha doesn't beat your subjective. The higher level bracha, let's say mazonas, wouldn't beat the shahako as far as...
I don't think so. This is the age-old question, is how could it be that Chazal made no bracha for something like meat that we put on a pedestal, that we hold it to be so important? Yeah, so how could it be that they didn't establish a bracha for something that we consider to be so significant that we have sudas for and things like that? So here as well, it doesn't seem that the bracha is the determining factor. So there's a great story in the Sefer Shishim Chachma, which is a beautiful story about the Rabbanim, the rabbis of Europe. So he quotes a story that the Ostrava Rebbe once walked into the Beis Medrash on Motzei Shabbos, and he saw the Hasidim were having milchigs for Motzei Shabbos. So they quickly covered it up. They were very embarrassed that they were having milchigs, and they couldn't afford anything else, and they were very embarrassed that the Rebbe saw them having milchigs as Malach HaMalka. So the Ostrava Rebbe said, no, you don't have to worry about it. I'll bring you a proof that it's okay to have milchigs. What's his proof? He said that Bnei Yisrael in the desert also ate milchigs from Malach HaMalka. Why? Because the halacha is that they in the desert, the Jewish people were not allowed to have personal meat. You couldn't have basar taiva. You couldn't just go to the shochet and prepare a cow. You could only eat the meat of korbanos. They weren't allowed private use of meat until they got out of the desert. So what did that mean? If you wanted to have meat, what did you have to do? You had to bring a korban shlamim. A shlamim is the korban which the bringer of the korban also partakes of the meat itself. So what happens? What do they do? So what's the rule by a shlamim? You have 2 days and 1 night to eat a shlamim. Right? You have the day you offer it, and then that night, and then the next day you have it. So if you bring the shlamim on Friday, then you eat it Friday night, Shabbos day, and by Motzei Shabbos, you can't have the meat anymore. That's the only way they could have gotten meat. And therefore, what did the Jews in the desert have from Malach HaMalka? It wasn't meat, because they couldn't get any meat. So it must be that they had milchig. So we said, don't worry. We see that in the desert from Malach HaMalka, they had milchigs as well. And therefore, you shouldn't feel bad having Malach HaMalka with your own milchigs as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Gros Moshe, Nor HaChaim Chelev Dalad, Simen Chaf Alef Os Dalad, Me'ezet Tam Shiyya, for whatever reason, Nimso Af Mirei Hashem, those people who fear Hashem, there's reason the mitzvahs who are careful mitzvahs, Shalohik Pitulach HaBasar, we find the custom is we are not careful. Very, very religious people are not careful to have meat. Besugas Malach HaMalka as well. Rosh Shmuel Kametsky is quoting the Kovet Talachos. But he also noticed that many people who are careful in many aspects of mitzvos are not careful to have Malach HaMalka as well. There's a discussion regarding the 9 days. What do you do for Malach HaMalka then? The 9 days, the minag of the Ob Yisrael, the Apta Rav, is that he would have meat, Malach HaMalka, by Motzei Shabbos during, by the Shabbos Chazon. If a person took upon himself a fast day for Motzei Shabbos, then the Shlach says he should prepare a suda for other people and learn the laws of Malach HaMalka. And therefore, that will be as if he ate Malach HaMalka as well. And this is what the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Ben Yishchai, and the Matzah Ephraim quote. Let's just discuss.
Is that because of Lacha? It's only a minhag not to eat meat during.
Yeah, correct. So he wants to say that because this overrides that minhag to not have it. There's a whole story about a bird that came and he had a whole thing. There was a Gilgal and he had meat in front of it. We're not going to do it right now. So the table, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch express the idea of setting a proper table for Malach HaMalka. The Taz says that this means a tablecloth and anything else you would have at a Suda. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings. And Rosh Shmuel Kametsky writes that the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't bring this. And seems that the minhag is that even those who are careful in Malach HaMalka aren't so careful to set the table as well. So we have different minhagim. It doesn't hurt to leave on the tablecloth after Malava Malka. There was a minhag to light candles for Malava Malka as well. The Matzah Moshe, the Talmud of the Yom Shor Shlomo. So he writes in Siman Tavkuf Yud Beis that this is for covered Shabbos light candles, and just as Shabbos ends with candles, and so to just like it begins with candles, and this is cited by the Posim, including the Mishabura. Not everyone has the minhag, as noted by the Orach HaSorbeinu and other Sfarim as well. The last thing is the Zemiros of Motzei Shabbos, the Or Zarua, one of the great Rishonim Yitzchak of Vienna. He writes in Chelek Beis in Sof Siman Sadi Hei, he quotes a Tshuva of the Gaonim that it's proper to sing songs by Malava Malka to escort the Shabbos out, songs dealing with Eliyahu HaNavi, because Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to come, hopefully, Motzei Shabbos, because he couldn't come on Shabbos. And he brings a proof from Lavan and Yaakov, also in last week's Parsha. Because when Lavan tracked down Yaakov after he escaped, Lavan told him, I wanted to throw a big party for you because you were leaving. B'simcha v'shirim b'sof v'kinor. I wanted to send you off with instruments, a big band. And therefore we see that the proper way to send somebody off that you love and you respect is with music and dancing and joy. And therefore, we want to have the same thing by Malava Malka. Another halacha, perhaps learned from Lavan. We could count up perhaps seven or eight halachos that we learned from Lavan HaRasha, halacha lemaisa. And this is cited by the Mishabur as well. So we should all be careful in the midst of Malava Malka, and we should all merit all the beautiful things that come with it, which is Chiyas HaMesim, and Simcha, and Parnasa, and Bracha, for us and all of Klal Yisrael as well.
Amen. Amen.